This is Living It Up, a refreshing daily podcast to help you get excited about beginning your day or your entire life all over again, only this time with a loving God at the center. We hope you experience joy from listening and find yourself laughing and living it up on the way to beginning again. For more teaching and encouragement from the Neals, visit their Facebook page at Living It Up Beginning Again or their website at livingitup.org. Now, here's Scott and Teresa.
Hey, everyone.
For those of you that are listening, if you're believing for a spouse, you know, we want you to know we're believing with you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Scott and I don't have all the answers concerning what we're going to talk about, but we do want you to know that we discovered something while we were single that's proven very valuable to us now that we're married again.
Mm-hmm.
So we hope it helps you too.
That's right.
And we've located something in the scriptures we felt led to in Proverbs 3, 5 through 6.
Yeah. It says, "Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Seek His will in all you do, and He will show you which path to take." Mm-hmm. You know, God is down that right pathway. You know, I mean, when, I remember when I was single and I didn't know the Lord. I mean, I was going every which way, you know, there was, you know what I mean, trying to fill the void. I wasn't asking for God to direct my steps. I certainly didn't even want Him to direct my steps. But once I came to know Him, I knew that's the only way that I could find true happiness. And, you know, putting God first means turning, you know, turning my life and my will over to Him. And this was humbling, I'm telling you, man. Whenever you turn something over to somebody else, it's very humbling.
Yeah.
Even to the God of the universe.
Right.
But it's the only way. I knew it was the only way if I wanted to lead a good and prosperous life.
Mm-hmm.
And when I say prosperous, I don't mean material things. I mean something that meant something.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, in this day and time, we chose to be on some websites mm-hmm. that are available out there. I like to think of them as, you know, a dating service, like
yeah.
like back in the old days, but this way it's online. First of all, we don't recommend it to anyone unless you've had recovery
That's right.
of some type, because we also believe that sick draws sick.
Yeah.
And if you are not in a good place, chances are you'll draw someone else that's not in a good place.
That's right. You don't want to go back into that situation.
And you can get... Both of you can be sick and nobody can see, and that's when it's really, really bad. So we encourage you, please take care of yourself. Get your mind straightened out. Let God heal you before you do that. And, I, you know, this is just a great segue into us having met there, and mm-hmm. then another couple, actually one of our board members,
yeah,
just recently married. They met on another website.
That's right.
And I wanted to say to Janet, happy birthday.
Mm,
her birthday was yesterday. Yeah. And, you know, single people can be selfish. I know when we got married, I realized how selfish I was. And there, what I'm saying is on her birthday yesterday, she sent me a card.
Yeah, I know.
And that just spoke volumes to me because what we were talking about today, she's no longer single. But it reminded me, because of our topic, how selfish I was when I was single.
That's true. I mean, you know, I was too.
But anyway, Janet, thank you. Happy birthday.
Yeah.
And thank you for reminding me of that. And if you know that about yourself as a single person, especially if you've been single for a long time, you want to find out how single you are or how selfish you are, get married.
Yeah, really. Your spouse will tell you about it.
Yeah, but having said all that, back to what you were saying, we had... in my life, I know I had someone that suggested the online search, and I know that
mm-hmm.
you did too.
Mm-hmm.
I did not do it until I really believed that's what I was supposed to do, what God had for me to do. And we had success, and we're grateful. But I had to be open to that.
Yeah.
Really did. And it wasn't something I would have ever thought I would have done.
Right.
But I had a piece about it. I had spent a lot of years getting my life on track. Because I was married for a long time and had a lot of things to work through. So I could offer the best that I could offer when I did meet you, honey.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, you know, and being single, you know, when we were single, I mean, we really, we discovered something, like we told you guys in the first of the podcast, that was proven very valuable. And that was to really let the Lord work on us and prepare us. Mm-hmm. You know, I remember I was praying for several years, you know, that God would prepare the woman of God for me in my life if he desired me to be married one day. Mm-hmm. And after about, you know, a few years, you know, one night the Lord answered me and said, "You've been praying the wrong prayer. She's already ready. I need to prepare you." Mm-hmm. And so work on preparing yourself for your mate. Mm-hmm. Okay? Because God's going to take care of them as well.
That's right.
And if you're both working on each other, then when you meet, you'll be in a lot better place.
Mm-hmm. That is so true. Mm-hmm. And like I'd already mentioned, I had done the same thing and had gotten to a really good place to where I didn't care anymore if I was married. I'd reached that singleness of contentment and okay with just it being God and I. And I didn't have any children. So that was that made it a little more complicated, a little more difficult to get to that place. Mm-hmm. But God took me there because I did my part, and yeah. I worked with him for me to, you know, get to that place with him to where I was okay. And I really needed confirmation that you were the one, honey, because of my previous experience. And so, ladies, I threw my list away. My list was so long, it, like, rolled out on the floor. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
And one day, I just said, forget this. And I don't want to sound over-spiritual, but I've gotten the Word, and I found me a passage, and I turned it into first person, and it's in Ephesians. And I said, God, send me a man, not a guy. Send me a man who's going to love me the way Christ loves the church. Mm-hmm. And that pretty well summed it up. And I also added this, and prepare me to be what you would have me be for him, what he's going to need. Mm-hmm. And that was it. I was done. I journaled it and everything. And so fast forward a few months later, you and I had gone out, I think, 3 times.
Yeah.
And the third time we'd gone out, you prayed with me. And in that prayer, you said, God, show me how to love Teresa.
Like Christ loves the church.
And I said, did you read my journal? Of course he had not read my journal. Boy, what that did to my faith and confirmation, because I really needed that. And,
yeah.
And God's my heavenly Father, and he knew me better than I knew myself. And when that happened, it was like, whoa, thank you so much, God.
That's right.
Thank you. And so throw the list away. That's what I say.
That's right. Throw it away.
He knows what you need better than you know yourself. He knows what the future's going to hold. He knew what we needed in each other to handle the tests of time, mm-hmm. and to move forward. And it's just so different this time.
Yeah, it is. And, you know, really the main thing that Teresa and I have both discovered when we're single is to give it to God.
Mm-hmm.
To let God and let go.
And we know that's said a lot.
Yeah.
We want to break that down and let you know what that means. You have no control. Mm-hmm. Do your part. If someone asks you to go to something, pray about it. Don't just immediately say no.
Yeah.
Especially if it's maybe to a different church. Someone asks you to go do a service project. That's a great place to meet mm-hmm. really wonderful people that spend their time off going and serving the less fortunate. That speaks volumes about right. someone's character.
I remember I asked you to marry me. When I asked you to marry me, it was at the homeless shelter mm-hmm. that I'd been working and ministering at for so many years.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
on Christmas Day.
On Christmas Day.
We're so corny. We got engaged on Christmas Day, and a year later we got married on Valentine's Day. Yes, we did. We're corny, but that's just the way we are.
But the character of the person, the heart of the person, is what you desire.
Mm-hmm.
Because really, what does God desire about us?
Our heart.
And that's the same thing you need to desire about your mate.
Yeah. Okay? And that's what we were saying, but be open to God.
Yeah, be open to it. Be open to it.
And
yeah.
what we meant by turning it over to him, do your part. Mm-hmm. If you believe he's leading you to get online, if you're getting asked to different things, to step outside your single comfort zone and with your single friends who are single and forever and don't want to be single, but are playing it safe, do different and be willing and be open to that. And that's how you turn it over. And then you go on with your life. Pay attention to the things that come your way.
Yeah.
And maybe be open to, you know, okay, well, sure. And that's how you turn it over. You might get online, but you don't work your evening and your day around being able to check the computer to see if you've got a match
that's right.
or not. That's obsession. And that is also that can become an idol. And that's not healthy if that's what you end up doing.
Well, so many people want the safe way.
I'd say turn it over.
Yeah, turn it over, yeah. There's so many people, like you said, they want the safe way
mm-hmm.
out. Okay, they don't want to worry about meeting someone or going through this and that.
But it's a risk.
Yeah, it's a risk.
Life is a risk.
That's right. And that's why, you know, the old saying, if it was easy, everybody would do it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the hard that makes it great. You know, it's the struggles in life that makes it great. Okay?
What's that song by Garth Brooks about the dance?
The chair?
The chair?
Mm-hmm.
If I hadn't have... Was it about a chair or a dance, honey?
I don't know.
About dancing in a chair?
No, it's about the chair. I can't remember. But,
If I hadn't done the dance, the something...
Yeah, if I wouldn't have been there, in other words, we never would have met.
The pain was worth it.
The pain was worth it.
That's what he was saying. Because she's like, I don't want to get my heart broken again, you know?
Right.
If you're in a relationship with people, it doesn't matter if you're married to them or not. You're going to get hurt, and guess what? You're going to hurt them, too.
You know, and really, you're acting out the way Jesus acts, because sometimes you just have to take a risk.
You do.
You know what? And you have to take a risk so much that you love risking to get hurt.
Mm-hmm.
And look how much Jesus loves us and how much he loves so many people when he was ministering for 3 years on this earth. And how many times he got hurt. But didn't stop him.
Right. Okay. Keep talking. And he was single, honey.
Sure was. Yeah. It didn't stop him, did it?
No.
And I know we're not Jesus. But he sure led a great example for us.
Mm-hmm.
What we need to do about our future spouse. Or if you've been married for a while, maybe this message will have you rekindle your relationship.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, that woman that has bore your children, or just you're married, or whatever the case may be, whether you have children or not, that's a blessing.
Well, there's something that drew you together in the first place.
That's right.
And when we got counseling before we got married, that is what Pastor Phil said. That's the first thing he had us do. I want you to write down what it is, two or three things that drew you to attracted you to each other in the first place, because you're going to need it. If you go back to that when you just start new in life again after you find that person, you got to remember those things that drew you together. And that is good for people that are in trouble, separated, to remember.
And the main thing, you know, that drew us together was God.
Mm-hmm.
It's our love for him that he showed us how to love each other. And you may have been in marriage, maybe that's not the way you met. Okay. Maybe you didn't know the Lord, but do you do now?
Mm-hmm.
Let he be the reason why. Reflect on that, how much he's grown your marriage.
I met someone just yesterday who talked about this very thing. They're separated after 12 years of marriage, and they he didn't believe their marriage was ordained in the beginning.
Yeah.
And it may not have been, but that doesn't mean that God cannot turn that around. That's really a slippery slope there. It's just so much between, you know, that couple and God. But God is bigger than anything. And he's for marriage.
He's for singleness, too.
And he is for that, too. And he also wants us to, he didn't create us to be abused, emotionally or physically or otherwise.
That's right. But whether you're single, I mean, in other words, you're not married, or if you are married.
Suddenly single again.
Yeah. But if you're single, you're really not single.
That's right.
If you know Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
Because your first responsibility is to be married to him.
That's right.
You are the bride, the groom.
And I think it's okay, it's safe to say to you, and I believe you'll agree with me, before you and I got married, we had more time to spend with God.
We did.
And those of you that are single, hear us out. Relish that time.
Yeah.
You can't stay at Starbucks till, you know, I don't know where you found the one that stayed open as late as you
did. Gosh, I was there all the time.
I know.
That was my little tabernacle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But now what's great, though, is...
You just had to tweak it.
Yeah. Now I get to pray with my wife and who I was... when I was praying at Starbucks or wherever I was, praying that one day I could do that.
There's nothing better than Java and Jesus when you're single.
That's right. Java and Jesus. Well, listen, you know, whether you're single or whether you've been married for a while, like we said, there's one way that can lead you to a spouse or rekindle your marriage. And his name is Jesus.
Yes, his name is Jesus. And one day when they can see us, I can't wait for that, when they can see how... Just you saying his name brings these living water tears in your eyes, because you're so full of him, honey. And ladies, that's one thing that drew me to Scott. Please, please allow God to change you so you will be drawn to a man of God, and so a man of God will be drawn to you. We talked to someone Saturday night about the same thing, and she described everything she was wanting in a man of God. My words were her, then be that. Be a woman of God.
Well, you know what? We really want you to have that secret, to have that power, to have that fulfillment, whether you're single or married, with Jesus. And by doing that, then you can go forward, and He'll direct your steps. And if you've never given your life to Christ, or maybe you did and you've walked away, or maybe you've been in church for a long time thinking you're doing your part, I'm doing stuff in the church, but then you realize, you know what, man? I've never given my life to Christ. I've never really given my heart to Him. No wonder I'm struggling in my marriage. You know what? Today's the day. And so if you would, repeat after me this prayer and know that you are saved and the Lord of the universe is going to start directing your steps when you allow Him. Lord Jesus, thank you for this day. Lord, I know that you hung on the cross, that you died, that you rose on the third day to give me a new life and a new beginning. And Father, because of the cross, I'm asking for forgiveness of my sins, and I know my sins are forgiven. Lord, I love you. I am your first love, and you are mine. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, what a great discussion. Mm-hmm. We didn't mean to go over as far as we did, but it's just something that we are very passionate about. I bit my tongue. Very passionate about, and so we know a lot about it. I know it really got me.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, and we're excited that hopefully you stuck with us, that maybe you heard something that the Lord said through us that's going to help you. And we want to know.
That's
please
right.
Let us know. Email us at info@livingitup.org.
Yeah, wherever you are in the world, please email us. Let us know. Give us a comment. And we really do enjoy when you do comment. And you know what? So if you're believing God for a spouse, or if you have a spouse and you believe that He's going to strengthen your marriage, we don't have all the answers.
Even if you have a spouse that acts like a mouse.
That's right.
God can take care of that too.
But discover that something that will encourage you if you're single or if you're even married to strengthen it. Mm-hmm. And His name is Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Sorry, I'm just having such a hard time. Mm-hmm. You might want to finish it out. Oh,
yeah,
wow.
Yeah. Well, listen. Listen, we love y'all. And in the meantime, just live it up while beginning again.